Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, October 10th, and a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I should be your host for the day as we have a political Tuesday. That means we're going to be talking politics today, right? So if we're going to be talking politics, what are we going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about this by-election talk. Everybody is talking about this by-election talk. And I say, is it too early to start talking about this by-election? I'm going to investigate that. But I want to have an undergirding conversation. The conversation is not going to be the overwhelming conversation, as I want to talk about the nomination or the possible nomination of Shane Gibson. So that's the underlying conversation. That's not the main topic. So when you call, don't have that as your subject. Just have that as a guiding point, right? Because this is the guiding point. My guiding point today is whether the executive of the Progressive Liberal Party, and when I'm saying the executive, I mean the prime minister, the deputy prime minister, the chairman, right? I have those as the executive body. And then I have it versus the council, right? The PLP council who directs that leadership. And I'm not using the right terms, right? But I want you to understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the executive council versus that executive branch. What I mean by the direction. And again, let me define it, right? Before the general election, the then opposition leader, Philip Davis, crafted, or his grouping crafted, a education system to educate potential candidates, educate and tool persons who are in the body of the Progressive Liberal Party, and they purposely allowed women to go in the forefront. They said, we want to push the agenda of women, equality and access in their politics. And they fashioned a particular PLP, and by extension, leadership of in terms of government, that they wanted to propel. I'm going to get you right now, Aaron. I'm setting you up, right? And Aaron Green is with me, and she's really antsy to respond. There were a number of candidates who this executive team, I'm using that loosely again, rejected. They purposely rejected them because they said, this is a mantra or mandate I'm trying to follow, and I don't want your people interfering in this particular direction I want to go. I'm crafting a team, and this team and their mandate have to coincide, right? So I understand that you all are senior PLPs, but because I want a particular type of team with a particular type of vision, I'm now crafting that vision. Just so I can let you come in now, Aaron, because I see you antsy. My question is, what if the executive, the persons who I identified earlier, who would be the executive, who would be the leader, the deputy leader, and the chairman, has a vision for their governing body to manage the other candidates and MPs, and there are members of the political party said, man, you can't tell me I can't be a part of your executive, even though I have a different vision altogether. So this is where I bring in Aaron Green. You can call in anytime as I give examples, or as the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And for those who are in Bimini and West End, this is 242-300-5720. And this is where I start.
Aaron. Is West End the same thing as West Grand Bahama?
No, this is the end tip. It's the end tip. Yes, it's the end tip. But I want to say that recently, members of the council for West End and Bimini.
What's the name of the seat?
West End and Bimini.
You sure it ain't West Grand Bahama and Bimini?
No, it's West End. It's West End.
It's not West Grand Bahama and Bimini.
No, it's not West Grand Bahama. It's West End.
Okay, I just, because I think it's an important distinction, because I heard people talking about, I heard parliamentary people using the term West Grand Bahama.
No, it's West End.
and Bimini. I think it's an important distinction because West End is an actual place.
It's an actual place.
And West Grand Bahama, I think, is a political imagination. It's a political region.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a geographic region. I just want to make this, because earlier you had said, like, the executive, and you'd referenced the prime minister.
Yes.
And the DPM. I just wanted to make a point that parties don't have prime ministers.
No, I understand.
Right, and you sort of clarified it, but remember, we had an instance where the leader of the party did not get elected.
Yes.
Right? And so we had a prime minister, and we had a leader of the party, and we had a chairman. So I just wanted to make that distinction in the same way we make a distinction. I got to check that, sir. Because I swear these people was talking about West Grand Bahama.
So I want the conversation to start with this. Right?
Yeah.
There are members within the Progressive Liberal Party who wrote the prime minister and said that they are leaning toward have Shane Gibson be ratified as their candidate for the by election. Where'd that come from? West Grand Bahama and Bimini?
See, because you just said there are a number of people, right, that have entered the conversation. I just want to know if those people who've entered the conversation, whether they're from West End or if they're from West Grand Bahama. Because I think that's important.
And I think I'm going to bring that back up.
Yeah, yeah.
But because apparently there's such a thing as a West Grand Bahama and Bimini and not West End and Bimini. So I stand corrected on that. So forgive me.
Yeah.
But back to the conversation at hand. Shane Gibson has made overtures whilst there's a sitting MP for Acklands and Crooked Island.
Mike Howe. Yeah.
To say that he is going to put his name in the hat. Mm-hmm. He wants to run.
Mm-hmm.
Whilst a sitting member of parliament, not even 2 years in,
mm-hmm.
was there. People saw it as unorthodox, but PLP tend to have unorthodox things happening. And a number of persons were offended that he would do it so early without the sitting MP saying, well, I'm not running anymore.
Before an announcement was made.
Yeah. However, the people of Acklands, Crooked Island, and Mike Howe in general, Megwana, said it's okay. We like him. He has a connection to our homeland, our region. So therefore, we'll entertain his nomination and we'll see at the end whether he'll get it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the blue, we see these overtures. People said that Gibson was on the ground asking people to support him. Right? And then we see this letter out of the blue and people said, how did this happen? No, he's for Acklands. We have already accepted his overtures. And we in Acklands don't appreciate he just get up and move without telling us. So this is where I want to start the conversation. Mind you, we are not in the body of the PLP, so we know that we have no say. Whatever they decide, they decide. But we are having a discussion on the political wranglings within the PLP and what should be happening and what is appropriate and what should be entertained. And that's why I want to start our conversation. Go ahead, Aaron.
All right. I just want to make the point. I mean, I wasn't correcting you like that. I just thought it was interesting, you know, because who chooses the candidate, right?
Who chooses the candidate?
The distinction you made between the executive body of the party
mm-hmm.
and the executive body of the constituency mechanism,
mm-hmm.
right? You make that distinction. I imagine that the executive body of the party, they field in candidates for West Grand Bahama, but the executive body of the constituency mechanism, they live in West End. I just wanted to make the distinction between the political region and the geographic region
mm-hmm.
and who has control, right?
And a member also in terms of mandate and direction of the party and will.
Right, absolutely.
Can the executive say, but that person don't fit into my vision? He just will make it complicated and cause more chaos in the way we are marching toward. Can they say that?
Boy, that's the most exciting question that you have asked in days. I think you got to go to the caller. So
I have opened the phone line, so if you're calling before, now is the time to call so I can patch you through and have this conversation with you. Like, again, we're not talking about the PLP specifically. We're just talking in general.
And
but go ahead.
And
use this as an example. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Neary. And good morning again, Aaron.
Morning.
Listen, you're missing out a part of this. I'm questioning as you're trying to figure out. Well, how about the fact that he just sued the Bahamas government and got so much money? You know, would that be a conflict of interest?
No.
Suing the government can't prevent you from living, can't prevent you from participating in politics. As an ordinary citizen, suing the government and winning in particular can't prevent you from participating at that level. Now, how the internal workings of the PLP feel about it is another question.
Because my thing is this. I'm afraid because he seems to be so antsy with trying to get in. Why? If you're trying to manipulate one seat while the man just get there, now someone dies and you rush there. What's the rush? What's the problem? You know, is it an issue with the leadership that he is trying to question the leadership, but he wants to be on the inside there where he can do more harm than good? What's the issue? It's so much red flags for me when it comes to what he is doing right now.
Thank you very much, Carlo. Let's respond to that. There is an eagerness. There is an eagerness. It's clear. It's blatant. It's right in your face.
You can let Tennille Burroughs announce candidacy before you?
Well,
I mean, maybe she set the pace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could talk about that too. We got that in. Let's go to the next caller there. Press that button there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, press it again.
Try again.
Caller, can you hear me? Caller, once I see you, caller, we're trying to get you patched right now. Caller, can you hear me? Caller, call back. We're trying to connect you, but it didn't work, right? So we'll hang up and then you try call back and see if we connect.
Hold on. 1 second, caller. Hold the line. Just hold the line. Coming to you right now.
We couldn't get that through, producer. Thank you very much. But see, I acknowledge there is an eagerness, right? And an unexplained eagerness. But as a politician, you want to be in the House. And the question why millionaires, mega millionaires, wants to be in the House Assembly should also rise up, right? What is it that you're trying to contribute that you're so eager that you cannot mentor someone to say, hey, so, I want to contribute by mentoring, especially after you serve two terms.
Two things. Why are senior politicians who have had a turn politics?
Two terms.
Have lost, you got voted out, or you didn't run again, you made a decision not to get out. Your party say we ain't running you, but you're not there anymore. Why is it that you feel the need to participate in politics in the front line? Why aren't you building the capacity of your party? Right? By, like you say, working in an education sort of format in the party. The second thing is this. What is it that millionaires can't do outside of the house? Like, what is it that millionaires want to do that they can't do unless they're in the House of Assembly? That's what's troubling to me. You already got plenty money.
Let's go to the next caller there. Producer Patrick called it through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello, Mr. Grant. Ms. Green.
Morning.
You can say Ms. Green on CA Nuri show. Hey, hold on, caller.
Good morning, sir. Please acknowledge Mr. Nuri.
I'm sorry, I go on to call him Mr. Grant. I couldn't really remember his name. I know this is your show. I'm so sorry.
No, go ahead.
Y'all have me power now. Y'all hit me in my head quick just this morning. Let me say something, the little that I know of Mr. Gibson. Mr. Gibson is a team player. And I guarantee you, Mr. Gibson is not going into West End and do that unless he hears something. Somebody have to give. Don't mind them talking, but they can get this one and they can get that one. Mr. Gibson ain't gonna go in there like that. Okay? And if the people in West End and Bimini smart, I would support Mr. Gibson because you know you get a cabinet minister. You sure of that? That Smith man, he ain't going nowhere. The vote was, they had 24 people vote, right? The Smith man at 2 and Shane Gibson at 22. So that tell it right there.
Okay, thank you very much, Carla. I didn't even know they had some type of election down there because I know the chairman of the party said they're not going to be facilitating any political talks until the funeral has come and gone. That, and also the chairman has announced, representing the executive, that they're not entertaining no former MP. Or anyone who's going to come in and represent West End and Grand Bahama will be persons who went through that training exercise that they did and new faces. And all of a sudden, it seems as Mr. Gibson said, the hell with that.
Let's stick a pin. The training is not worth the paper that it was written
on. What do you mean?
You mean the same training to prepare candidates for their role in Parliament?
The same training that Pierre Glover gone through and now is a star. That training.
Okay,
the same
that's
training
the same that, training that, that all of the
that
MPs...
That Leslie Miller went through and is a star.
You mean, but that's the same training that all the MPs went through, but we haven't seen a public disclosure list yet for the whole...
That's a prime minister.
No.
That's the prime minister.
No, because what the commissioner of the Public Disclosures Committee told us mm-hmm. in the first year was that they weren't even aware they had to disclose. And in the second year, they told us that they weren't aware of how hard it was going to be to have to disclose. If that's the training that we're talking about, it does not count. It has not been certified by NACOB. It ain't proper training.
Let's go to the caller, Steve. Where you going? Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good afternoon. Here, Nuri, Ms. Karen Green.
Morning, ma'am. Morning.
Okay, you asked the right question a while ago when you said that why can't these former politicians and persons who were in the House of Assembly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they ever look back and make some kind of contribution to this country?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's something that I've always thought about, you know, before. If you were able, and some of them have served like two or three terms, sometimes former prime ministers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't make no type of investment. Even hotel, let's look at a hotel in Grand Bahama, been vacant for some time, right? We could employ so much unemployed person.
Mm-hmm.
And like they don't have the money to do it. Just that they don't believe in Bahamians, and they don't believe in themselves, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So they will be the very ones who try to come back and gain more from persons like yourself and me,
mm-hmm.
okay, with these high taxes. And I think that's a serious question we need to put before them. You know, not a one of them has looked back with all the money they have. They'd rather die and leave that money there than invest in the development to push this country forward.
Thanks.
And I often wonder, you know, mm-hmm. why is it? That's all I have to say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, man.
I want to ask you this question.
Yeah.
Is there any competent person in Weston and Grand Bahama who is... No, Nate, just change that. Is there any competent person with a direct connection to Grand Bahama in the PLP that's eligible to run? There is no competent person inside the Progressive Liberal Party who is from Grand Bahama, who has the direct ties there, who said, hey, I want to put my foot in the race. They have to come to New Providence and find a talented person? Is that the case?
Well, I ain't been to West Grand Bahama ever. And I ain't been to Freeport.
It looked like Mayor Guana. It's rough down there.
I ain't been to Grand Bahama in 35 years. So I could be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know. But it concerns me. It concerns me two things. That the suggestion that there's a massive tension between the party main executive body and the constituency bodies in this process of determining who the candidate will be. And I don't understand why, if the executive body selects candidates, they can't then go to the school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let them select the candidates and they go through the training and then you determine of those people who is the best candidate.
Let's go back to the line. This is where mentorship comes in, right?
Yeah.
Persons like the late Obi Wilsham should have been mentoring somebody.
Yes.
Persons like Fred Mitchell and Fox Hill, who is 70 plus, should be mentoring somebody. Someone like in Cat Island, the Prime Minister, should be mentoring somebody.
Yeah.
That we know that there are three, four persons in the wings who can could be considered to be.
You can't be like Netanyahu.
Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller going once, caller going twice. Let's go to the next caller then. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, Theo. Hey, good morning to you. Good morning again, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Theo, you said something just now. You took the words right out of my mouth. You know, basically, you know, these political parties, okay, and I'm speaking about both of them, should have already had a mentorship program, whereas you're not just selecting first-time people with no knowledge of what they're doing. Because right now, the evidence is quite clear. A lot of these MPs that have been selected appear from perception not to know what in the world they're doing with the portfolios that they've been given, or at least if they have, it's not being put out here in the public forum. The thing is now, mentorship is so important. Let's look at Fred Mitchell, for instance, a career politician, and he has actually admitted that all he knows is politics. That is his mantra. And you're going to tell me that they don't have something such as an academy, for instance, of teaching persons who are interested in their caucus into becoming full-time politicians.
But the PLP does have that.
Teaching or training them?
The PLP does have that. They initiate a caucus that teaches young aspiring politicos the basics and the general information about politics. They have that. The African doesn't have it, but definitely the PLP has it.
Yeah, that's something that just became something recent. But even in the case now, then, let's look at this recent Bimini debacle. That's what I'm going to call it. You're going to tell me that you don't have someone grooming who potentially was being groomed for that particular area, knowing that that's one of your prospective areas of power? Come on, man. And now you're going to send someone there, or the committee there is proposing to put someone there who's not off there to come and represent those people, because the council says that to put that person there when that person perhaps may not even know the lifestyle or the struggles or whatever these people in Grand Bahama and Bimini has to go through. Come on, man. We are now shooting ourselves in the foot. We have to do a much better job at politics, because this is what really and seriously is destroying this country back and forth. Thanks for taking my call.
Let's go quickly to the next caller, and then Aaron, you can respond. Go ahead. Producer, patch the next call for me. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good day. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good day, Aaron.
Good morning, morning.
Let me tell you something. I don't have no time to pretty up. I'm going to be 60 years old next week, and ain't no more pretty up. I done been through for 50, and I had to this back in the 50 years of this country. It's rape, plunder, and pillage. You understand? Yes, some of those politicians may be good on one side of the coin, but the flip side of the coin is you check their track record from the get in there. You check the track record of some of them, all involving all kind of scandal. And it is my prediction that if that particular candidate gets in again, scandal will be no different this time. Thanks for taking my call.
Aaron, let's talk legacy. Mm-hmm. and work. What claim to fame can you say about Shane Gibson in his constituency of, what it was, Golden Gates? Was it Golden Gates or Carmichael? Where Pierre Glover is now?
Golden Gates.
In Golden Gates. I mean, when you say revolutionize the entire area, they put in programs in the area. Can someone call and tell me that Mr. Shane Gibson did this to my community? Therefore, when I go to Grand Bahama, West End, when he goes there, he's going to change that environment and stop making it look like Mayor Guano. Because you know West End look rough. Can you give me an example? Something that could be his legacy to say, this is what he will bring. This is what the people who signed that letter saw and said, I want that in this area. Give me some examples, Aaron.
He looks good in a suit.
But I mean, he does look good in a suit. That's a good reason. That's why West End pushing for him to come, because
I'm not sure that that's the consideration upon which they've made the decision. Not just that whether he looks good in a suit or not. Also, I don't think the consideration is what he would have achieved in the Golden Gates constituency itself. I think that the selection the criteria being used for the selection is his ability. Right, his ability to challenge.
So that's it's about challenging. It's not about governance. It's not about changing the constituency. That's where we delve into now.
Let's stick a pin right there, because I appreciate the point you're making. I think it's about his capacity as an MP to challenge his cabinet colleagues to ensure that the best decisions are being made in the interests of that particular constituency.
Did he did it to his other constituencies?
I imagine that Shane Gibson held a lot of weight in the cabinet.
And did nothing?
I had a lot of authority in the cabinet.
And did nothing?
I'm not sure what he did or didn't do.
Nobody's sure
or
what he did.
It aligned with the wishes of the constituency members, but I imagine that one of the criteria...
He was minister of NIB. Did we change NIB? Because he talked about NIB crashing a couple times, but did NIB change? Or are we still dealing with the issue that he addressed decades ago? You see my problem?
Yeah.
You see it? The mm-hmm. problem's still there, no? He was there. Anyway, let's go to the caller. Producer Pastor, call it through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's happening?
I'm doing well, man. Blessings to you.
All is well?
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, there is a distinct difference between West End and the West, you know.
West Grand Bahama?
Go ahead, sir. Explain to me. Hello? Yes. Go ahead.
West End is a settlement, but it's a settlement. The township, West End. And then you got West Grand Bahama, which consists of Apar Rock, Bartlett Hill, Seagreat, Bully Bay, and so forth. Those are rather than settlements. So you got West End Grand Bahama, which is West End proper, which is the settlement.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got West Grand Bahama.
I appreciate that.
See, understand what I'm saying?
Yes, mm-hmm. I see it.
So West Grand Bahama only takes you so far. I mean, it takes you all the way to the end.
Yeah.
And, you know, my thing is, why is Shane Gibson trying so hard to get back in House of Assembly? I mean, he's in Michael, and now he's in Western. I mean, what's in House of Assembly for Shane Gibson? I mean, at what point will these old guards sit back and make room for the younger generation? At what point will they allow the young people to run this country or to get a chance?
The people want him. They don't want no new blood. They want him.
Well, you know, if you know West End, you could put a PLB shirt on the dog and they'll vote for West End.
But what about West Grand Bahama?
That's West End proper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I don't understand. Give the young people a chance. Now, maybe the people in West End is kind of hesitant about this Kingsley Smith character because he was a well-known FNM.
Ah.
But surely the PLP has a broad tent. They have all kind of persons who put themselves forward.
Right now, Grandmama, you got Shane Gibson was there. You got Jerome Fitzgerald was there. You got Philip Nas was there. There's many PLPs in and out of Grandmama now West End.
You mean like right now in these
right
machinations?
This Jerome Fitzgerald was in Grandmama this weekend.
Why? I mean,
he won't run too. Watch for the nomination
I don't know.
In the future.
Run for the airport.
I don't know, but my thing is, just to, West End had a Audrey of candidates who was buying for that seat.
Mm-hmm.
The people of West End said, no, we want Obi Wilscombe.
Yes.
They told Brave that, listen, if you don't send Obi, you won't get the seat. We'll give the seat to the FNM before the PLB get it because we want Obi. Now,
wow.
Obi is gone, the next man should fall in line, ain't it? I still don't understand where the change has to come from. You already campaigned it and my gal. You're ready to go.
Heavy campaign.
Oh, chill out.
Thank you very much,
man. Every seat that becomes available, Shane Gibson's going to buy for it. What's in the House of Assembly for you, bro? You don't have your time.
Thank you very much, Cole.
All right.
Thank you very much. You know, you can't get to cabinet unless you go through the House of Assembly. But through me.
But through me.
Can you get to cabinet?
That something sounds like something what Perry Christie said before. You got to come through me. You try, pray to God, but you got something anyway. I try to remember what that code goes like. I remember something similar. Let's go to the next caller there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, can you hear me there? Caller, going once. Caller, okay.
Give it 5 seconds for the fear of damnation.
I understand.
To leave.
Pray for me.
Yes, sir. I a lot of questions arose right there,
mm-hmm.
right? The difference between politics and governance.
The difference between politics and governance.
Right. Surely the people on the ground in the constituency in question, machinating, strategizing, determining who they want to represent them in the House of Assembly, that's governance.
Mm-hmm.
That's governance.
Mm-hmm.
A political party coming in and interfering, I'd say overbearing in the space, that's politics.
That's politics.
Yeah.
But a person moving his campaign out of the blue and for whatever reason convinced the local, the ground.
Are we talking about Shane Gibson or Tenille Burrows?
It seems about the same, right? Because Elizabeth, moving from Elizabeth and then go all the way to Grand Bahama.
That's an even farther move.
That's a farther move?
Moving from Mike Gall to Grand Bahama, I argue.
Yeah? Right. Yeah. Everyone is going
to. It could take more speed.
It could take more speed. But my thing is, right, I conclude that the PLP will decide whatever they decide. I'm not fighting against that. And whatever they conclude is good for them. My thing is, according to the Guardian headlines there, there is tension that appears to be brewing in the Progressive Liberal Party over the candidate selection process for West Grand Bahama and Bimini by-elections. The tension, I want to know, what is causing this tension?
Well, see, this is it. The tension is the exact same thing you say you ain't worried about. I think we do have to be concerned. We have to be concerned about the tension between the PLP party executive and the West Grand Bahama executive, West Grand Bahama constituency executive, and the people on the ground. That's three sets of groups that have to be that have to find balance.
Who you now, Aaron? Who would you would say opinion matters more, the people on the ground or the executive?
The people on the ground.
Now, I put this into the stew that we're mixing, right? There are rumblings on the people on the ground, from the people on the ground, that the person who is responsible, the minister of Grand Bahama, needs to be replaced. So they're now shopping for a member of parliament to replace who is going to be the minister of Grand Bahama. They're going to demand that. So this is where the executive comes in. They already have a minister of Grand Bahama who works well with their vision.
Here's the beautiful part. The minister of Grand Bahama sits in cabinet.
And it works well with their vision.
But we ain't talking about
bringing someone who is not a part of their vision, who already come in with a potential agenda because the people on the ground said, hey, we bringing you in for this specific job. Nothing else. This specific job. See, that causes tension. This is the tension that the article is hinting towards. They don't want that tension.
But see, this is what I'm... I mean, I don't like the tension either, because what do you mean? What exactly are you saying? That the executive body may be insisting on a particular candidate for a by-election for an MP, for a representative in the House of Assembly, because they want to place that person in the cabinet in a specific function?
Who knows? I want to also interrogate empowering women. That was part of the Progressive Liberal Party's mantra. I think they have six women inside the party now.
Is it seven?
Right? And they had a number of women who they did not push forward because they put them against each other. So they couldn't, there was no space for them. Right? But part of their party's mantra is trying to move forward is to get equality in terms of numbers in the House. One would assume, following their mandate, that since a seat has become available, that they will continue that machination to say, hey, we will empower more women to participate in democracy. That seemed to be a back burner thing, something they forgot about, that they're not even paying attention to anymore.
So you're suggesting that it's potentially they could use this opportunity to grow the number of women in the House of Assembly and in the cabinet by ensuring a woman is placed there?
One would assume that would have wanted to do, but that does not seem to be their agenda. Something else is their agenda. And I believe the people of West Grand Bahama and Bimini needs to interrogate that. What is best for them? Will they get a MP that will represent them for their interests? Or you're getting a MP who will represent their party's interests, right? We see the new MPs. We showed some names like Pia Glover, Kobe Davis, Leslie Miller, Roll, whose effort in their community can't be questioned. You see it. These are new MPs, but the way how they approached their constituency is much different from how a yesterday Sheen Gibson approached their constituency. You can see activities. What the lady there, Marathon, I forget what her name, Lisa Ramming. You can see the different initiatives that they are doing every week, every other month. They have different initiatives. It's a new age.
Name one.
For which one?
Anyone.
They have, besides their back to school policies and their training scholarships. I see Pierre Grover did a scholarship the other day. I see Lisa Graham have a training mechanism. I see the guy in Yamacraw who have that backyard farming initiative. The tangible things that is new in terms of what the Progressive Liberal Party needs to do.
Zane Lightburn holding a farmer's market in...
What other constituency ever had a farmer's market?
Do you know what the price is for
That's different. Just saying that they have a farmer's market. You name me an MP who had a farmer's market before. None.
Not a farmer's market.
So what is it? Is a farmer's what? Exchange?
Let's talk about real initiatives, sir. Let's talk about real... Anybody have a temporary housing initiative in their community where they have identified
the hurricane
the
shelter.
Community center that can also function.
That's different.
Possibly
has Sheen Gibson built any in Carmichael or Golden Gate anytime in his past, the 2 terms he was there? I just wouldn't guess something tangible that we can herald.
Who's building the community center in the community you just referenced?
We don't know. We just know it's getting built.
I mean, I think...
It's getting built. And it's getting sponsored by the paving company.
Bahamas Striping?
Yeah, it's being sponsored. But my point is getting built. I want to know what tangible can a person like a Sheen Gibson have done in Golden Gates that we can transfer and say, see, this is an example that we can do for West Grand Bahama. Just give me some examples. Anyone could call in and say, see, he's done this. This is what he'll bring in. But it seems as if they want him to be another voice in the House Assembly for political maneuvering, not necessarily for the benefit of that constituency.
I'll say that I am unaware of these things. And the things that I do see happening, I always question, why are we celebrating people for doing things that people before them did? Why are we celebrating MPs for doing things that they should be empowering civic organizations in their community to do? Right? Why are we celebrating MPs for performing acts of charity when they should be focused on structural reform so people don't have to rely on them for acts of charity? I ain't celebrating any of them, so I apologize, Mr. Nuri, because I don't feel like I am sufficiently contributing to the conversation in that way, and I realize it's because I'm conflicted at that point. I don't think any of these things are things to be celebrated. These are charity. This is charity when these MPs should be focused on structural reform.
I see we have another quality here. We'll press that.
That doesn't, of course, excuse Gibson in his absence.
No, he might be brilliant. I just want someone to come and tell me what is brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the immediate future, we'll have a show on what's the role of an MP. And have that juxtaposed to a Tennille Burrows, who's running, to a
Sheen Gibson,
who may be running.
Right.
All right. And then have that conversation in general. But let's patch this caller through there, producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, can you hear me? Go ahead.
Yes, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well.
You know, on the role of an MP, I always think of Ed Moxie as the quintessential MP. When he started that Coconut Grove Festival down in the Grove, it had politicians shaking in their boots because we had a clear demonstration of what people on their own could do outside of the government. Yes, now, sir. The only problem I've had over the years is that Coconut Grove was not duplicated in every constituency in this country. Now, if we had done that, these politicians we're dealing with now would be on their knees begging for our support. Okay, because, you know, if we get ourselves on the road, you don't really need MP. Okay, if 10 or 20 persons can come together and start anything, it becomes self-supporting. You know, and you know, and the Sunshine Boys are a prime example of what can happen when people get together. But even that example is not taught in our schools. Okay? We need to get on our feet, you know, and we need to do what we have to do for the next generation, you know, our children's children, you know.
Thank you very much, Paula.
Have a good day, y'all.
Thank you
very
much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
We have a couple of texts there, Aaron. Let's go through those texts.
Good morning. To answer Aaron's question, the rich want to get richer. What better way than to make laws to protect your assets and have the inside scoop and access to all major development? Good morning. There's a young man by the name of Kingsley Smith Jr. who's trying to get the nomination when they didn't want Obi. He's offering himself again. It's West Grand Bahama and Bimini. It used to be West End. Prime Minister Pindling ran in South Andres but had no ties there except for his wife. Isn't this the same for Shane?
I think Shane Gibson's wife has connections in Grand Bahama.
All right.
This is where we are now. We go back in history 50-odd years.
I got you. The Mother's Day billboards were very pretty in Golden Gates.
They were nice in Golden Gates.
There was another part to that text. Does anyone know how MPs get so rich in 5 years, but their communities are in steady decline? Another text, Ms. Green, no young person could handle them Bimini people.
So you need old heads and old experienced politicians, because Bimini, difficult.
Bimini like the upper house. You're only supposed to send senior man there.
There you go.
CA, you are hilarious. I am enjoying the show, sir. There you go.
Yeah, let's go back to the phone lines there. Producer Patrick, phone line there, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
You have a good show. Shane Gibson's record would be someone has a record in the telecommunication.
No, I wanted it for the constituency. Only the constituency did it.
I mean?
Well, only the constituency did it.
But he did a good job in that area.
In the constituency, yes. Go ahead.
He was well represented in that constituency. Don't remember all the record in there because he talked about as minister post. But I feel that it's based on the constituency. Well, grandmama won't be here for him. Definitely, he won't be qualified for West End. I think that same gentleman you mentioned. I don't know if he's from grandmama, but he's probably in grandmama.
It ain't looking good for Obi. I mean, it ain't looking good for, my apologies, it ain't looking good for Shane in West Grand Bahama.
If he would have asked me, I would have go sit down somewhere in Auckland somewhere. That's a Western movement. Have a good day.
What should the people in Auckland, Michael proper, Maygwana, Auckland, Inagua, Crooked Island, Longkey, Michael, right? What should they... Do they have a voice in this conversation, seeing that a potential candidate who has made overtures to them, who they have been seriously considering, right, who most people acknowledge more than likely would have gotten the nomination, should persons in Auckland have a voice? Should they decry their voice and say, Mr. Leader, this is unfair?
Absolutely.
You think so?
Of course. It's not just party politics. This is about governance. It involves all of us. And for one party to think that they could control the narrative, it's ridiculous. This is a national governance affair. It's not mere politics, and don't let them treat it that way.
I enjoy this conversation. I see the music is playing. It's time to go. I just wanted to analyze it. It's nothing personal. I just want to know why is he so interested, so eager, that he couldn't wait another 2 years to run for Auckland.
And every constituency should be paying attention to this conversation.
And why this movement, this constant movement from one constituency to the next.
And every third party should also be paying attention to this conversation.
Yes. Has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green, for staying back and joining me.
Yes, sir.
You have a wonderful day.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an X-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.